You're listening to The 21st. I'm Gwen Macsai, and I love Stevie Wonder. Today, with Valentine's right around the corner, our show is all about love and everything that comes with it. From the Beatles to Beyoncé, is there any songwriter anywhere that hasn't tackled the topic of love at some point or another? Before Taylor Swift broke tween girl hearts with You Belong to Me, or Al Green saved countless marriages with Let's Stay Together, Elvis was making people swoon with Love Me Tender. So, no matter if you're more into 50s ballads, country, or hip-hop, today we thought we'd ask some of our favorite Illinois-based musicians about their favorite songs to listen to on Valentine's Day. Vivian McConnell is the singer and songwriter behind the Chicago groups Grandkids and Santa, and her solo project is called VV Lightbody. Sean Newman is also with us. He plays in the Chicago bands Jupiter Styles and Rat Boys. Vivian and Sean, welcome to the 21st.
Hey, thanks for having
us. Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey, our pleasure. Sean, like I said, I think love and relationships are a topic that, you know, every songwriter has tackled. And in many cases, love songs are some of the most popular for the band. Why do you think that there have been so many songs written about love? What is it that we just can't do without about them?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've been thinking about this since you asked me to come on the show. I think we look to music so much to kind of say things that we can't express. And I think love is just such a gigantic emotion in our lives that sometimes we rely on music or movies or poetry or something like that to kind of say the things that we can't figure out how to say. And so I think that's kind of become a huge theme in music across generations, as you just listed.
Mm-hmm. And to both of you, Sean first, what would you say are the elements that make for a really good love song?
I think that might depend on the listener, too, because like I like songs that are very real and say real emotions and don't kind of get too fluttery in how they're describing a situation. So I tend to like a lot of songs that are very direct, but I know a lot of other people also like songs that kind of blow things up into poetic themes and talk about them in ways that we don't usually talk to other people like directly in our normal linguistics.
Yeah, like we don't usually have like soaring violins in the background.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it depends on, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder.
What about you, Vivian? What do you think makes a great love song?
I was thinking about this a lot, and I think, you know, it does depend on where you're at. Are you in love? Did you just get out of a relationship? Are you super single? Are you sad about that? I think it really depends on where you're at, but also, I mean, for me personally, it is kind of like when you can see all of the layers of love, and love to me is not always happy butterflies. There's, you know, sadness in love, there's confusion in love. So my favorite love songs kind of tend to err on the side of like maybe, yeah, like kind of real and maybe a little darker. Or, you know, things, I feel like a good songwriter, you know, can capture love in a way that's really specific to them. Then the listener can find something in the song to hold and grasp onto and relate to.
Oh, people bring so much to what they're listening to in a song, especially when it comes to love. And we're going to get into that in a second. But I'm just wondering, is there something cathartic about writing a love song, or maybe by the same token, a breakup song for you guys as songwriters? Is it like you're working through it, you did it, and then it's like done?
For me, yes, 100%. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I have a hard time writing love songs when I'm happy. I write songs when I'm sad or when I'm trying to process a breakup or get something out of me. And, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily completed, because I'll always kind of like have that feeling, but it definitely helps me, process my feelings around, the sadness of a heartbreak or a relationship ending.
All right, well, did you have something to say, Sean?
Oh, I was just going to echo the same thing that Viv just said. I think it's just very, like, there's so many more breakup songs than love songs because you're kind of looking for a listening ear, looking to kind of confide in other people, or on the other side, you're looking to get advice from other people and stuff like that in times of need. So I definitely feel the same way, where it's a lot easier to write a breakup song or a distressing love song than it is to write a happy one.
I don't know what that says about us, but that I buy it. All right, let's get to some of your favorite songs here. Sean, I wanted to start with this one, and then maybe you can tell us why you included it on your list. This is George Harrison's Got My Mind Set on You. Let's take a listen. It's gonna take time. Okay, so that was George Harrison. He also actually wrote the song Something for the Beatles, which many think of as one of the best love songs of the era. He's pretty good at it. Sean, what do you like about this one?
Yeah, I don't. I just, when I was thinking about it last night, I just love this one so much because it's just such a fun love song. I think when you think about love songs, I think a lot of people start to think about slow emotional songs, like something you'd dance with your partner to at a wedding or something. But I think this song really kind of speaks to the fact that love is a fun thing, and it's something that is very upbeat and poppy, just like the song is, and there's a lot of celebration and joy in it. So the lyrics aren't like super poetic or anything. Of course, they're pretty straightforward, but I think it also, like we were talking about before, it touches on the hard truth that like love takes work. And I think that it's just like important in music that like songs talk about real things, whether it's love or death or something like that. It's very direct and kind of almost blunt in a way. And I think George Harrison kind of nails it on this song.
Yeah. And let's not forget, it is super catchy.
It's got
quite a hook. Vivian, is there anyone you feel just does the love song genre really well?
Wow, that's a big question. Just an artist in particular who does a good, well, I mean, the one song I was thinking about, I mean, I'm a huge Joni Mitchell fan, and one of my songs, I don't know if you're going to pull it up, but she is just, for me, I really relate to her feelings around love, which is, you know, she's kind of notoriously hard. She was hard to pin down and wasn't always like ready to hop into relationships. And so I think her feelings around like falling in love really quickly and really hard, I relate to, but then also almost being frightened by that feeling, where it was a little too much for her sometimes. So yeah, Joni Mitchell's a huge love inspiration for me.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about everything that you bring into a song that you're listening to. And I just wanted, Vivian, if you could tell us about when somebody misinterpreted your song Car Alarm, when really it wasn't very complicated. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, that one, it's funny, you know, people, I want my listeners to be able to take whatever they want from my songs. I actually kind of enjoy it when people misinterpret my lyrics, because I think that just makes it, I think that I've done my job, if that makes sense. Obviously, you know, I think that you can be direct as a lyricist and a songwriter, and that's really great. But I think it's really powerful to be able to write lyrics that are vague enough where other people can sink in. I can't really think of any specific times when people, you know, misinterpreted that song. But I like that. I want people to think whatever they want of my songs.
Well, let's actually take a little listen to it. Here we go. That was great. So, and when it comes to love song, to both of you guys, I'm just curious, how do you think about the marriage of the music and the lyrics? Because those two have to be in love and married to work. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, kind of like, I guess, with that George Harrison song, the music really kind of speaks to whatever the message is in the song. I mean, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it goes completely opposite, too, which makes for an interesting artistic kind of approach to songwriting and stuff, too. But I think that the music can really put you into a certain mood, whether it's a, if it's a slow love song, like, it can kind of make you reflect more. But if it's a happier love song like that George Harrison song, it can just make you kind of bask in the happiness that's going on. And that works both ways too with breakup songs as well. I mean, you can either, there's a lot of punk songs that are breakup songs that are just kind of like, yeah, whatever, like I'm going to throw that relationship in the trash and move forward. Or there's other ones that are just slow, really sad ones that are like, the whole world is ending and I'm never going to get over this. And, but yeah, the music in the background supporting the lyrics really kind of, it affects how the lyrics hit you as a listener.
Vivian?
Yeah, so I definitely agree with that. And I think there's so many approaches with, you know, love songwriting. You know, you can add like the strings and the flutes and the violins when you really want to hit it home. But I was thinking about, you know, artists that do the opposite. The Cure comes to mind. The Cure, I think, are the best band at writing the saddest songs paired with the happiest sounding music. and I think that is also really powerful. I mean, Radiohead is another example where it's like, could be writing a super, you know, intimate song, but then it almost sounds spooky. Mm-hmm. And I think that is also really powerful and kind of back to what I was saying earlier about the layers of love, and, you know, what is love? There's so many, you know, things behind it. I think that's also really interesting when artists kind of go in opposite direction with the music and the lyrics.
Yeah. Sean, you put another song on your list of favorites, If We Were Vampires by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. This one's a little more intimate. He talks about the fact that even the best love stories do have an ending eventually, which is death, and that one person in the partnership will have to be alone before the other. Okay, it's a little dark, but also romantic. Is that what drew you to the song? And then we'll listen to it.
Yeah, I think, I guess that kind of talks to what we were talking about earlier about being very real. It brings up death, which is something that all of us have to deal with at some point. But I think that the song is just such a good love song because it kind of dissects, like, the way that love works and what makes it work. So, I mean, a lot of this song, it focuses on the idea of time and like, if time didn't exist and death didn't exist, then would love exist? And it's really interesting to kind of, I guess that's just a huge view on the world of would good and evil exist without each other, of course, too. But there's just like a really, really beautiful line in the chorus where Jason Isbell says, like, if we were vampires and death was a joke, and then he later says, I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Uh-huh. And every time he says that line, I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand, it's just like, you think about, like, oh, if we didn't have that, like, looming sadness of death, then, like, maybe we wouldn't have the happiness of love. And I just always thought that was a really interesting take.
Well, let's
plus, he's singing the song with his wife, Amanda Shires, too, so it just adds another emotional punch in there.
Well, let's listen to it.
If we were vampires and death was a joke, we'd go out on the sidewalk in the snow and laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift. Give you every second I can find, and hope it isn't me who's left behind. It's knowing that this can't go on.
Oh, it's really beautiful. Well, we are running out of time, so I'm going to go to you, Vivian, for our last question. Just real quickly, what songs do you have on rotation when you're going through a breakup? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Oh, man. Actually, this my favorite breakup record was of recently was Julia Jacklin. She released a record called Crushing last year, and to me, that was I don't know, one of the perfect breakup record, talking about the layers of love once again. And she writes in this way where it's just specific enough to her, but, you know, this thing where everybody can kind of relate to. And her lyrics are, for me, when I listen to those songs, I feel like, wow, these are such simple thoughts. How has nobody ever said it just like she does? So Julia Jacklin, Crushing, is one of my favorite breakup records.
And have you had people come up to you and say that your music has helped them through a breakup?
Yes, a lot, quite a bit.
That's great.
Yeah, so that feels really good, and hopefully I can keep doing that for people.
Well, thank you guys both so much. That's Vivian McConnell. She's the singer and songwriter behind VV Lightbody. We also spoke with Sean Newman, who plays in the Chicago bands Jupiter Styles and Rat Boys. We'll have a full list of their favorite Valentine's Day songs up on our website. You can find us at 21stshow.org. Vivian, Sean, thanks again so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us, Gwen. Take care.
Coming up after the break, when people talk about love, no one talks about snoring. Till now.
We both know that I'm not what you